This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Michelle Garland, please note the following medical letter, period. Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Garland is G-A-R-L-A-N-D. On May 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 35-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 260 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 30th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was rear-ended near the intersection of Washington and German Church Road in Indianapolis, period. She was in a Ford Escape, which is an SUV. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient's head hit the top of the vehicle, and the patient was jerked, period. The patient was dazed, period. She had immediate pain in her entire back, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, right knee, comma, right foot, comma, as well as headaches, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, the patient still has pain in her right shoulder, comma, neck, comma, and mid-back, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain is present with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. There is burning, stabbing, and a popping sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The neck pain with diminished range of motion is described as an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is worse in the evenings, period. It is described as a throbbing pressure type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the mid-back, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain with diminished range of motion is described as a constant pain, period. It is also a burning type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the low back, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that ambulance took her to Community East Hospital, period. She had a CAT scan. She was treated and released, period. She was referred to her family doctor, Dr. Ismail, I-S-M-A-I-L, who reviewed the reports, did an examination, and ordered more tests, period. She was referred back to the Center of Pain Management, where she was established there and was treated was treated in the past for low back pain that preexisted this auto accident, period. She had injections in her right shoulder and was referred to physical therapy at ATI for at least 2 rounds of physical therapy, period. She was seen there several times over a course of months, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems caring for her children, comma, laundry, comma, cooking, comma, washing dishes, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, helping her mother, comma, getting up, comma, washing in a tub, comma, and driving over 30 minutes, period. Sleep is also affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include Lyrica, comma, Beclofen, comma, Percocet, comma, migraine medicines, comma, anti-anxiety medicine, comma, antidepressant medicine, comma, metformin, comma, diuretic, comma, vitamins, comma, Flonase, comma, and an inhaler, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, comma, depression, comma, polycystic ovarian disease, migraines, lymphedema, and allergies, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include pain medicines, steroid shots in her shoulder, She has shots scheduled in her neck for June, stretching and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for 2 cesarean sections, 2 hernia surgeries, tubes tied, ablation therapy, and panelectomy, that's panelectomy. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident approximately age 7. She was treated and released for a lacerated lip, period. In 2010, approximately, she was working at Walmart and fell on a pallet and injured her left knee. It required minimal physical therapy without permanency, period. The patient has not been in prior lawsuits, period. The patient has been treated over a course of time that pre-exists this automobile accident for chronic pain, including back pain, period. New paragraph. Her occupation presently is that of a stay-at-home mom, but in the past was working retail stocking, period. She is unable to return to work of stocking shelves due to her present condition, period. She was looking for employment at the time of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. November 30th, 2021, Emergency Department Community East states 34-year-old female with a past medical history of asthma, migraines, who presents to the emergency department for MVC, period. She was a restrained driver driving down the road and was rear-ended. She remembers hitting the back of her head on the headrest. States that she did lose consciousness, period. Right-sided neck pain that radiates to her shoulder. She had a posterior headache, period. Review of systems was positive for neck pain and headache. On exam, tender to palpation over the right trapezius. They did a CT scan of cervical spine, which was negative for fracture, and CT of the head, which was negative for intracranial hemorrhage or skull fracture, period. She was told that she had cervical strain and possible concussion. Was still told to follow up with a primary care doctor. Critical impression was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, acute strain of the neck muscles, period. New paragraph. Report from the Center for Pain Management, dated December 1st, 2021. It was a virtual visit. It discussed she was in an MVA on November 30th, 2021, rear-ended, possible whiplash. The pain is described as located in the neck with radiation to the right arm and low back, period. It discussed the fact that she went to the emergency room via ambulance, period. Another report from the Center for Pain Management, December 15th, 2021. She was given the diagnoses of chronic pain syndrome and spondylosis of the cervical region. It states she presents for a follow-up visit, the pain being located in the neck, radiates to both arms, down to the hands with numbness and tingling, as well as shoulder and mid-back pain, period. The pain has worsened. Discuss the emergency room visit at Community East for the automobile accident. At that time, they changed her oxycodone medicine, restarted cyclobenzaprin, and restarted gabapentin, period. Another report from the Center for Pain Management, MRI of the cervical spine done prior to this auto accident on May 13th, 2020, showed straightening of the cervical lordosis and a 3-millimeter non-compressed left paracentral protrusion at the T2-3 and T3-4 levels, period. Another note for the Center of Pain Management, predating this accident on April 30th, 2020, states a 32-year-old female who presents with back pain, period. The onset of the back pain has been gradual and has been occurring in a persistent pattern since a teenager, period. The location of the back pain is a lumbar and gluteal left, period. Primary care note, December 7th, 2021, states patient was involved in an MVA on November 30th. She was taken to the ER for neck and back pain. She had a CAT scan of the head and cervical spine without bleeding or acute fracture, period. She was discharged home and advised to follow up with me in supportive care, period. She states continues to have pain in the back of the neck. Pain radiating to the shoulders and arm, and mid and lower back that is worse than before the accident, period. On examination, musculoskeletal showed decreased range of motion, and there was lumbar and cervical tenderness, period. Assessment 1, MVA, 2, neck pain, 3, lower back pain, 4, status post-paniculectomy, PANNICULEC. TOMY, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking her history, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 30th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number 1, cervical trauma, strain, and pain. Number 2, thoracic trauma, strain, and pain. Number 3, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 4, possible concussion and cephalgia. Number 5, aggravation of pre-existing chronic low back pain, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of November 30th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, she qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the thoracic region, utilizing Table 17-3, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, she qualifies for a 6% upper extremity impairment, which equates to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of November 30th, 2021, period. These impairments ratings would have been considerably higher had it not been for her pre-existing chronic back pain, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. In June, she is scheduled for some neck injections. Period. The patient will need more injections in her right shoulder and her cervical region at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both oral and topical, at an estimated cost of $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is necessary, period. She states that she has discussed with her doctors about the need for surgery, but it has not been determined if surgery down the road would be appropriate or not, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and took the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.